This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers are moving to shore up the state's unemployment insurance fund. CPR's Megan Riley has more on a new bill to put $600 million into the program.
The wave of layoffs at the start of the pandemic depleted the UI fund. And without the extra money, businesses will see a sharp hike in their premiums. So lawmakers want to use federal stimulus money to offset some of that. The bipartisan bill also has some policy changes. It would allow undocumented immigrants to collect unemployment if their employer paid into the fund for them. It also has new protections for people the state accidentally overpays. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Congressman Jason Crow was part of a top-level U.S. congressional delegation led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that secretly visited Ukraine over the weekend. In a three-hour meeting in Kyiv late Saturday with the Ukrainian president, Pelosi and Crow vowed that the U.S. would stand with Ukraine. Crow told reporters in Poland that the U.S. needs to do more to aid Ukraine. Muslims in Colorado are celebrating the end of the holy month of Ramadan today. The downtown Denver Islamic Center was packed for Eid services this morning. The holiday marks the end of several weeks of increased spiritual discipline and a breaking of daytime fasting. Eid is traditionally celebrated with a communal prayer, followed by a large meal and gift exchanges. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is a rainy day across parts of Colorado. Grand Junction, not so much, but along the Front Range, rain is likely to continue into this evening.